Welcome to the Neighboring Well podcast, where we explore what it means to connect with people around you and how to get better at finding and cultivating meaningful friendships. It's good to be here today. My name is Kaylee.
And I'm Tiffany.
So today we're going to go ahead and just kind of talk about a little bit of a recap on kind of what our last party happened. And then we may touch on a little bit into what our next plans are.
Yes. So why don't you start? How was your party?
I think I was actually very happy with how it went. The funny thing is it deviated from my plan. Like,
of course,
even though I planned it out, like, ding, 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 ding.
You had two people. How could it deviate?
I know. I think that's part of the issue, actually. It's when there's just two of you, it's hard to stick to a structure, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just the art of connecting, I guess. And so I actually did really like where it ended up going. We had planned like a dinner that we were going to make together and a playlist that we were going to put together. And neither of those things happened because we made this really beautiful board of like a charcuterie board. And there was so much stuff on it that both of us were like, I don't think we're going to be hungry for dinner. So,
You needed to try all the things because it was like all these different cheeses and stuff, right? So you're like, you have to try one of everything.
Exactly. Like, and there was so much, like we could have probably fed five people with it, you know?
Yeah.
So we ended up just doing that instead, which actually was really fun to kind of just have a fun charcuterie board dinner. We had some fun like drinks with it, and we had set everything up together really nice, and we'd like made it together. And so it was kind of fun, like a craft that we kind of just put together while we were talking. And we did talk about music and just how it's affected our relationship and like just, you know, little songs that remind us of each other. And so that was really fun too. It's just kind of a fun topic of conversation.
Yeah. Definitely
one that's unique that I would recommend, like if you're ever hanging out with someone, like what song, you know, reminds you of me, or like what songs do you play that remind you of times in our relationship or memories we have? And so like, it really is such a fun conversation starter. And then we were planning on watching a movie, and I pulled out partway through this like game I got from Target kind of a little bit beforehand. That's just like couples questions, like just get to know each other on a deeper level. Mm-hmm. And there is actually some really fun questions in there that I mean, there's tons of, you know, card things like that that you can buy. And it's actually kind of fun because you don't have to come up with all these questions on your own.
And sometimes I think you can ask questions you wouldn't ask. Like, well, it's on the card, so we have to answer it, you know?
Yeah.
But if you just came up with it and asked it, it might be like, no, we're not doing that one.
What?
But
yeah.
Yeah. It kind of makes you stretch yourself a little bit.
For sure. Yeah. It's like the rules of the game. So
do you remember any of them? Like, what was a really good one? It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's been actually almost a month. So I'm trying to think. When we did it, I think there was one about, there was one I really liked about what, it was like something to do with like, it was a sentence and it had a blank at the end of it. Like, it was like, I'm sorry for blank, or I am something for blank. And so it was kind of like a, oh, like, how would I fill in the blank? And it kind of just launched us into this conversation that was really like, I didn't realize this is how I felt about that, or I didn't realize that's how you felt about that. And it was just kind of this really cool, like, I don't know, process to like think through. It felt very therapeutic. And so we ended up just playing that game for like an hour or two instead of watching a movie. And I honestly think it was so much better than it would have been if we had just like stuck to our, you know, watch a movie, make a craft. And so I think there is value in planning it out, so that you have things to pull from and you kind of have an expectation of how things are going to go. But then once it's planned out, feeling open to like, okay, now we've got all of these resources, all these tools, we have everything at our grasp if we should want to, you know, follow through on it, but you don't have to. And so I feel like that was kind of one of the things I learned. I love, that's kind of my style, I think, of like hosting is, you know, having a plan and having all the resources I need and then just kind of picking and choosing in the moment of like, okay, what do we feel like doing right now? So
yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think that can apply to any situation, even if it's more than two people. If you're really enjoying something, don't force it to the next thing.
Yeah.
Unless the only time I could think that would be different was if you want them to go home and continue the conversation, you know, maybe stop the conversation and be like, oh my gosh, this has been so great, end the party. And then they go home and they continue to talk about it over the next few days. That could be a reason to end it. But yeah. If it's going well, like just let it go.
Yeah.
That's a good lesson.
Yep.
Yeah. So ours was great. We had the three other couples and then us, and I had them each bring pictures, wedding pictures or dating pictures or something just from the past with those two. So when they came in, I had a string with some clips on it. How it's set up is in our dining area. We have a really long dining table that seats probably 10 or 12 people. And so I had all the pizza toppings and everything on that table. And then I found the cutest little wooden boards. Like you could use them charcuterie boards or something, but they look like little pizza peels. And so yeah. I put one in front of each couple with their thing of dough on it. And so it was actually the perfect size for a pizza oven. So if they made their pizza that size, it would fit in the oven.
Perfect.
And so I had all the pizza toppings, and then they also brought toppings that they liked. Mm-hmm. And so then we just added them to the table. And behind the table, we have all these windows, and across the window, I strung some string, and that's where they clipped in their pictures that they brought. So while we're sitting at the table, you can see the pictures.
Yeah.
And it was fun because we would talk about it and be like, oh my gosh, your son looks just like you when you were this age, or, you know, whatever. It was just kind of fun noticing the styles, like how different the styles of wedding dresses were, or, you know, different things. So we had that. Excuse me. And then we had the playlist I made. So everyone contributed songs, and they were not all romantic songs. Like some were just funny songs. Some were songs that from their dating, some were wedding songs. One was really funny because it was a song that they sang. One of them sang at their wedding, but it was one like their mom had chosen. So even to this day, they don't really like that song.
Really?
But they sang it at the wedding. And anyway, so it was kind of funny to be like, yeah, we added this song, but we don't even like that song. But it was just like part of their story, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was really fun. So we just kind of made the pizzas. We talked about pictures, talked about dating. Everyone kind of told their how they met story. Mm-hmm. And then we also did kind of cleared that off when we were done. And then we did trifles. Like I had found those mini trifle cups. And so we did the same thing where we put all the ingredients on the table and everyone could just go around and make their own little trifle, you know, if it was fruity or chocolatey or, and so it was kind of fun because it was kind of a twist on that cook together thing we've talked about. We weren't necessarily cooking, but everyone was there working while we were talking. They were walking around the table, getting different ingredients, making their own. And then some people would be like, oh my gosh, that was so, you made that pizza. It was so good. One of the couples ahead of time texted the group and said, I'm bringing these ingredients. Don't be scared. I know it sounds weird, but it's really good. And it ended up being the best pizza. Everyone loved it and wanted
the
recipe.
What were the ingredients?
It was like figs, balsamic, some kind of like maybe gorgonzola or some kind of cheese, but kind of that like gourmet type, you know, and it was so good. And also the pizzas everyone made it wasn't like they only ate their pizza. I mean, they would have a slice, but then we put them out on a different table I had set next to it. So everyone could sample other people's creations.
Yeah.
You know, usually they weren't going to eat a whole pizza themselves. So it was like,
right,
here's my pizza. I'm, of course, going to try it, but then everyone else could have a slice of everyone's. And
I love that.
So it was really fun. I'm learning about myself, and I was telling you this. I don't ever actually want to say anything on this podcast that would make my guests feel where they don't want to come because they're going to be a story in my podcast.
Right.
You know, right. Like, I want, my point, yeah, is to connect. And that also, I feel like, includes respecting other people's privacy, or
for sure.
And so I really want to just focus on the positives of, yeah, our gatherings, and also maybe what I personally could improve on.
Yeah.
And so the one thing that I was thinking I can improve on, and Dad and I talked about this afterward, I'm still not very good at ending a party. Mm. Like, it kind of goes on, and then I kind of start to feel like, oh, you can feel that tension. Like, oh, it's probably time to end. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure how to end without being like, all right, well, nice having you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's probably something I need to work on, is some kind of closing thing. I did make the chocolate truffles that I gave them at the end, like a little take home.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. But when we're all just sitting talking at the table, it was kind of hard to just like stop someone mid conversation. Yeah. Or I didn't even care if we did stop. I just kind of was feeling like, from some of the guests, oh, maybe they're ready to go, or it's getting late, they need to get kids. And mm-hmm. so I wasn't sure, like, should we end it? Are people still wanting to hang out? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's probably something I need to work on in the future, is how to help my guests feel comfortable with the ending and not feel awkward, like, if they want to go or they don't want to go, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of know what's expected or what they're.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But overall, I think it was a really good experience. I had people there I haven't really hung out with before, often, at least at our house. And I think it went really well. I really was not stressed about it the whole day. Like, it was not usual for me. I mean,
yeah,
I did watch Groundhog Day. Remember how I told you? I was like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to like dance in the garage or do something. While we were baking and making pizza dough and all that kind of stuff, I did turn on Groundhog's Day, and my kids and I have a TV that you can see from the kitchen. And so while I was in the kitchen, we were just like laughing so hard. And so that really kind of eased the stress of things. And also, it was nice. It really was nice having a plan. And if you follow our Instagram, I post on Instagram, I made checklists, and I have open shelving, and I just stuck the post-it notes to my open shelving. I knew exactly what to do when. I put, by 12 o'clock, I need to have this done. So I would do that. And then I would move, okay, my next thing is this. I have to have this done by 1 o'clock. And I did that. And it was so much easier than thinking, I have these 10 things I need to get done. Oh my gosh, it's already 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I knew I would have enough time if I completed each thing by the time I had set.
Yeah.
And that was super helpful. So I think for sure I will do that again. That was, that made it less stressful. I wasn't panicked about people coming and things not being ready. And most of the food was just like chopping up or setting it out, except for the dough.
Yeah.
And the pudding stuff for the trifles. But those are easy things. And so that was fine. My other thing that didn't go well was, my house was really warm, and so my dough started rising like crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, we have got to make these.
No.
As soon as you walk in, hurry, get your dough. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't rush it, but it was like, I don't know, should we half this dough? Like, it's getting really big. So I had kind of joked about that beforehand, and it really did happen. It was, my dough was really rising quickly. But
oh my gosh.
Overall, it was a really fun event, and I think several of the people, well, one of them in particular texted me later and said, you know, this was really inspired us to want to gather people more at our home. It wasn't hard. It was a really fun evening. And I think that's what I want. Like, I want someone to realize it doesn't have to be difficult.
Yes.
And it is worth it. And so I think it was worth it. They went home and they want to do more. And
yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like I could do more because I wasn't too overwhelmed.
Right.
So it was a good.
Well, and I think the cool thing about connecting with people is it's inspiring. Like when you connect with someone, then you want to do it with more people and you want to do it more often. And I feel mm-hmm. like that's the goal, you know?
Yeah.
It's just to inspire more of that.
Yeah. So Valentine's party, check. Good check. Job.
You did it. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Hopefully moving all of you listening also had a chance. And if you didn't, yeah. it's not too late because this wasn't really Valentine's. It could be any time. Right. You can go back and listen to the other episodes and go step by step on how to plan your yeah. first gathering.
And I do want to mention too, like this, you know, little thing that we're doing with like hosting or gathering or just learning, like what's your style of connection? You know, this is just kind of an experiment that we're doing that you're along with totally. Us. So even if you're just listening, just because you like, you know, getting inspiration for things and you, you know, your goal is like to include some more things in just the people you naturally hang out with, that's great too. Mm-hmm. You know, this can be whatever you need it to be, whatever's fitting your life right now, whatever your schedule kind of allows for. So we are pushing ourselves. And if you would like to push yourself, you can as well. But if you also are just kind of like, you know what, I just want some good tips, or I just want to, yeah. you know, have some ideas on how to connect better, or be less anxious, or be, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Then, but they're baby pushes. Right now, yes. they're not big pushes. They're just little baby pushes.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a good segue into our natural life. It's been a couple weeks since we've published an episode because we went skiing as a family.
Yeah.
And we wanted to throw in before we get to our next gathering we're planning, just what it looks like just in everyday life to be intentional about gathering.
Yeah.
So we've been in Utah. And our son, Kaylee's brother that's going to school there, got to join us. And Kaylee and her husband, Bryson, got to join us. And then at one point, Carson brought his girlfriend for a day to ski. So it was just super fun. We had lots of just in and out skiing, lots of movies, some dance parties. A good friend of mine that I've known for years. So you were probably two when we met them.
Yeah.
And so we've been friends ever since, and she's one of my best friends, and her family came up one night and we had dinner and just talked and laughed, and it was really fun. So just throwing in a little bit of those natural gatherings that happen or can mm-hmm. happen every day. Jared is really good at this. So I invited my friends, but then on the drive home, he called up some of our other friends that we had met in Spain. This husband and wife, when we were serving missions there. And we ended up getting together with them in Boise on our way home and having dinner. And then we spent the night at their parents' house because they were out of town.
Oh, fun.
And it was so fun. Dad and his friend played the guitar, of course. His yep. friend had brought two guitars because he anticipated this. Impromptu jam session. So he played the guitars, the kids were singing, me and the wife were just over in a different area in the table, just talking about all the hardships, all the fun stuff, what's going on, catching up. Mm-hmm. And it was just this impromptu, really fun, really meaningful gathering.
Yeah.
And I just want to give a shout out because this family, I mean, they literally had like one day's notice, maybe. That's kind of how dad rolls sometimes.
Yeah.
And we joke about it. Like, you know, you're not going to get notice until, hey, we're driving through. Are you free? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah. we hadn't planned on stopping there. We had planned on driving straight through, but we were just really tired. So it was like, hey, we're going to be staying. What are you doing? And yeah. they, at the drop of a hat, made us dinner. Like, they brought over stuff, made dinner,
wow.
had dessert, sat and laughed and talked. And then they went home. The next day we went to church with them and then we drove home. And it was just so inspiring because that's how I want to be. I want to be where if someone calls me, I'm not worried about anything else is just like, of course I want to see you. I'll make you dinner. Yeah. Come over. And I love also that she didn't feel like it was worth going to her house. I don't know if it was dirty or if it was just farther away, whatever. But her in-laws had this open house because they were out of town. So they just take care of this house. And so it was like, hey, we've got this house. It's closer. It's clean. Let's go there. Yeah. And I love that also because it was just, here's what I can do. I don't feel comfortable doing this other thing, but I do feel comfortable inviting you to my in-laws house. That's clean and ready. And
yeah.
And so I love that. So that was just kind of really inspiring that I want to be like that when I grow up, you know.
One day when you're full grown adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really cool. I definitely loved when, I don't know, there is something special about just taking opportunities when, as they come up, you know, and I think that the character of that trip where you're skiing and people are kind of in and out the whole day, it almost makes it easier to have those just moments of connection because you'll run into, you know, like I ran into Cole or Cam when we were skiing and I was like, hey, you guys, you want to do a run with me? Or we'd come back home and there's someone at home watching a movie while someone else is making a sandwich. And there's something, I don't even know what it is, but something about feeling that kind of like soul filling connection where no matter where you go, you're running into somebody that you know, that you can reach out to. And how powerful that would be if that was a part of our day-to-day life. You know, if our interactions in the community around us involved people that we knew and cared about and could just say hi to and just, you know, make a joke in passing. And it really does. I think there is something extremely powerful about that, that we kind of take for granted sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good week. I feel like I remembered a lot. Oh yeah. I really enjoyed this kind of conversation. Or, oh yeah. Sitting in the sauna, sweating with five other people can bring up some interesting conversation topics, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just sometimes if you get out of your normal day-to-day routine and go somewhere else, it can foster different kinds of conversation or different kinds of gatherings. And that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we had a good time.
So I think taking this into the next, just a quick kind of overview of what our future plans are. We're in the ideation phase. And so we're trying to just gather some ideas on what we want to do next in order to connect. And I think I've had a lot of inspiration over the weekend on what kind of things I want to include and some inspiration from my first, you know, rodeo on hosting. And so I think that this next kind of gathering that I want to do, it's springtime. And so we're kind of wanting to do something that's refreshing. Like for me, I'm hoping it's just a refresher for your soul kind of thing. Like I just want to connect with people in a way that's like, hey, we've all been sitting around over winter and it's time to kind of, you know, make some movement and put some new connections in here. And so that's the overall goal. Mom, do you kind of want to give a quick overview of
mine's going to be totally different and this might freak some of you out, but what I want to focus on is spring cleaning. So here's my idea. I'm going to get a couple friends that are brave enough and we're going to choose one area in each of our homes that we want help cleaning, or it could be in the garden, getting gardens ready for planting, whatever, in or out. Mm-hmm. And I want to see if I can find a few friends that, okay, we're going to go to each other's house for just like 30 minutes. It's quick, you know, nothing. Mm-hmm. What project can we do in 30 minutes? And then we'll move to the next house, do another 30 minutes. And so we'll probably do three houses and then end up back at my house where we'll do my project and then have a lunch, some kind of luncheon. Yes.
Yeah.
And it'll just be a spring cleaning thing. And I feel like there's all these areas in my home or even my garden where every time I walk by, I look at it and think, oh, I should clean that. But it's one of the extras, you know, it's not like the normal cleaning. Yeah. And so it just doesn't get done. So it'll be something like that. It'll just be, okay, I have this one area I've been really wanting to deep clean and dust my windowsills or something like that. And so we're going to work on it for 30 minutes and then we're done. It doesn't have, you don't have to finish the project. You just, we're just working. Because when you work, your hands are busy and you can talk and laugh. And at least that's what I'm envisioning. I'm envisioning this, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see. It could be totally awkward. I don't know. Depends on who agrees to let us into their home, I guess. But
I think, I mean, the thing I love about your idea is it feels so much like what we were just talking about, where it, you're creating a community more. I feel like the last, you know, thing that you did was more like learning how to have people in your home and how to host. And this one feels a lot more like, how can I create a community and just make, you know, my everyday life a part of somebody else's everyday life?
Yeah.
And that's cool. Like, I think that's such a cool idea for a gathering. So,
yeah. So we have these ideas. So this is your next work project. Go think of what you're going to do next. Probably spring related if you're listening to this in springtime or almost springtime. And let's get working. So the next steps are going to be, think of your project you want to do or your gathering.
Think of something that's refreshing Kaylee, for
did you.
You
didn't really mention yours, did you?
Well, mine is still a little bit in the works, but the overall idea is, and I'll go more into this next week when we talk about research that we're doing, but the overall idea is, there's this thing called forest bathing that they do in Japan, and it has a lot of health benefits and a lot of benefits for like mental health as far as just like unplugging. But there's like literal like physical science that happens with your body when you're close to trees for an extended period of time. And so there's a lot of forests and hikes around where I live that I'm going to try to scout out a place, but the goal is to get a group of people that are willing to go out in the forest and literally just like spend part of a day out there, just connecting with nature, just noticing, being present with people. And I think it'll inspire a lot of cool conversation. I think it'll also inspire some like the ability to sit with people and not talk, you know, just like to be present with people. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to.
Oh, that sounds super fun. Especially as you've been inside like Huga winter cozy and now you're just ready to get outside. And if you know like, Utah, it's not spring, or Utah spring includes snow and tulips and sunny weather and snowy weather, and you just never know. So
yeah,
the day could be spring or the day could be winter depending on when you plan your party.
And that's, it's not, regardless of the weather, I'm going to pick a day and it's going to happen on that day. And I think the cool thing about that is it's going to be, we're going to see nature in its full force. So if it's pouring rain, we're going to dress up in rain clothes and go out and just watch the rain.
Ooh, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, that reminds me, Connor came in walking in last night from something and he was walking super funny. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I jumped in a puddle. He like turned around and he's like, all his back's all wet. And like, to be a kid again. Like, yeah. So there you go. Just go jump in some puddles in the forest. That sounds really fun. Awesome. I'm excited to hear about how this is going to turn out. And maybe ours go really well together. You could be super dirty, muddy, walk back in, and that'll fit into my cleaning.
Yeah.
The mess up.
I will be the project.
We will clean up Kaylee's mess after she forest bathes. So think of your gathering you want to do, probably spring related or something nature related, and start making your list. Who do you want to invite? So right now we're working on the invites and just planning a little bit of what it's going to look like. And then we'll catch up in 2 weeks and really delve into the planning of it, you know, like we have in the past.
The why food, behind it.
Yeah, the purpose, how it's going to actually foster connection.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. I think we're going to grow. This one sounds like it's totally different from the things we've done in the past. So
for sure.
Okay. Get to work. We'll see you next time.
See ya.